listening to the Leadership or the Leaf sidebar episode. Join Austin and Dice as they put some smoke in the air.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Leadership of the Leaf. This is a sidebar episode, a
sidebar
PCA edition.
Woo! PCA edition.
Yes.
Yes.
PCA edition. My name's Dice.
My name's Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Hey. I gotta know, because obviously this is PCA, so I'm assuming, because unfortunately, for those of you who don't know, I was not able to go to PCA this year. I had, I had work obligations. I couldn't get away, so I was unable to go to PCA this year. Unfortunately, podcasting about cigars is not my only job. I wish it was. If it was, I'd be a fucking happy man. But it's not. I had work obligations, so I was unable to go to PCA. Dice had to go in our stead and represent Leadership of the Leaf. I know he represents strong.
I did.
So, my question to you, Dice, I assume that you wheeled and dealed at PCA and got some sort of PCA cigar. If you did, I want to know what you're smoking.
I did. It was during one of the seminars I sat through. It was actually given to me by George. Shout out to George.
George the Greek.
Yeah. It's a La Aurora 120th anniversary edition.
Oh, okay.
And there's more coming about this cigar. We'll get to it, though. And unfortunately, I wish I had some rum, but I do not have rum in my house, so I'm a drinker with Hennessy.
Of course.
But I want to know what you're smoking.
Well, because I was unable to go to PCA, I rummaged through my humidor, and I'm going to be honest with our listeners. I'm going to break it down and be real honest with these guys and gals. I went to the humidor and I picked up a stick and I was like, what is probably some of the oldest cigars in my humidor? Because after TPE, and I just recently, thank you to my wife, can't thank her enough, after a recent order from another cigar distributor, my humidor is overflowing.
Ah.
So I was like, I need to get some of this old stuff out. So I picked up a good old Macanudo Inspirado White.
Oh, we like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one. Okay, I'm not mad at that.
I thought it was good. No, I thought it was a good one.
It's good. Nice. It's good. What are you pairing it with?
I am actually pairing it with Esprit de Cru.
Oh, I hate you.
Jean Lafitte Rum.
I wish I had some rum right now.
If you were at my house, I have a bar. It's stocked with rum, whiskey, vodka, and many other things that my wife uses to mix her drink with. I'm pretty sure I have some schnapps in there. So, but I'm drinking rum in your honor, sir.
Well, thank you. Maybe this will work out then.
Oh, that's such good rum. God bless. Shout out to Esprit de Cru. Love those guys. They make some phenomenal spirits. This is their gunpowder proof, is what they call it. Rum. So it's very strong rum, but it's very smooth. Oh, it's so good. Dice, you're missing out.
Is it sweet?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you know much? I mean, is it sugar cane or is it molasses?
And molasses.
Okay.
So they make it out of, well, no. Nope. I lied. The sugar cane. They make it out of Florida sugar cane.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Rollins Distillery, right?
Rollins Distillery. If you ever in the Gulf Breeze area of Florida, which is situated between, it's kind of near Pensacola, Florida. If you're ever down there, go down, visit Rollins Distillery. Shout out to Patrick down there. I can't sing his praises enough. And we'll be ordering some decorative candle holders, my friend, very soon.
All right, that sounds decorative candle holders. Okay.
What we call it, Chris.
Okay. Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. So, PCA day one, I need to know all the details. I have to know everything that went on because we had, I dare say, a blast at TPE together.
Yes, I definitely will agree.
And I'm missing PCA this year. I'm upset about it. It is what it is. But I'm just unable to get there. So I need to know, PCA, what happened? You drove there, you parked. What happened next?
All right. So I did all the online stuff to get into PCA. But I never really received the thumbs up, you're good to go. So getting my badge, I have to say, I was nervous. I was 100% nervous. Fair. I wasn't sure. Like, I was waiting for my name to go through the computer, and I'm like, what are you doing here, sir? That did not happen. I put my name in, and she gave me my badge and put a little media sticker on it. And so enjoy the show. Oh, all right. That was easy.
Which is total opposite from TPE, because TPE, I think, a week or two out, we got an email saying, hey, your badge is ready for pickup.
Yeah. Yes. That's 100% correct. Luckily, I had some inside help with that whole situation. But we're entering the PCA, entering the conference center, getting in line, waiting for the... I have to admit, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. I was like, you know, it's kind of like the... Like the imposter syndrome. Am I supposed to be here? Once I got my badge and she pretty much said enjoy the show, I was like, all right, I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be here. This works out. So naturally I get my badge, you pick up the little swag bag that had like a magazine or something in it, whatever. And I go to the floor. I go immediately to the floor.
Okay.
And I get to the floor, often they were not set up.
What?
It was chaos on the floor. They had signs that said, watch for forklifts. I walked around all the booths. There was people on like 10-foot ladders, still hanging signage, wiping windows, wiping glass. They didn't have the carpet. I mean, I had to check the time, like, hey, when is the floor open? And 10 o'clock was when the floor was supposed to open. So I'm on the floor around, actually I showed up like fashionably late. So I was on the floor between 10:30 and 11. Yeah, no, that floor was not ready to go. I'm telling you, there was rolls of carpet everywhere. There was trash everywhere, TV boxes. You can see them gathering the cigars and stacking them up and their boxes, putting them in the windows and stuff for showcasing. There was a few booths that all they had was the carpet and a sign saying what company it belonged to. There was no one there. I was like, This is day one. This is crazy. No one's there.
Yeah.
So I hung around the area out of harm's way and just was like, observing. Because that's why I'm media. I'm observing. And lo and behold, I bump into Scott from ZR Cigars.
ZR Cigars.
He was like, hey, man, what's up? So I chit-chat with him for a minute, and he said they did not have a booth at PCA this year. But I was like, that's cool. So we kind of part ways, and then I bumped into Zohar, the owner
of DR Cigars.
Correct. And he was like, oh, what's up? How's it going? Shook my hand, gave me that little gentleman's like hug thing. You know what I'm talking about? Where you kind of pat on the back.
I love DR. Love
this
Zohar.
This is great. This is wonderful, like this guy. Like, wow. They having some kind of party or something on Sunday. I'm gonna try to make it to that. I don't have anything stopping me, so more than likely I will go. I felt like he gave me a personal invite. I'm pretty sure it wasn't, but I'm gonna take it like he gave me a personal invite to this party.
I would take it exactly as that.
So we part ways, and Scott met up with us, and then, you know, everybody, we kind of part ways, shook hands. And then before he left out, Scott turned around and was like, hey, buddy, here. And he gave me another cigar.
Yeah!
I was like, Scott, you're the man. I appreciate you. because the floor wasn't open yet, so I didn't have a cigar on me at all. Because I was naturally I'm gonna walk in and people are gonna be throwing cigars at me, right?
Yeah, that's how it happened to TPE. We walked in and I think we went to Drew Estate first at TPE, and they're like, "Here's the cigars." And they're like, "All right, cool, yeah, thanks."
Yeah, so we TPE, we opened a pack right away and we started smoking one, right? Because that did not happen at PCA. Did not happen.
Interesting.
So, Scott, you saved me, buddy. Appreciate your friend.
Shout out to Scott. He's an awesome dude.
Oh, man. While I was walking around looking at people put their booths together, I bumped into one of your friends.
Ooh, who was it?
Lori.
Ah, Lori from Calibri. Shout out. She is so... I got to say this from the bottom of my heart. I've emailed Lori back and forth a couple times. Her customer service, beyond reproach. Love Lori. If I ever meet anybody higher from Calibri, I'm going to tell them about Lori, because she absolutely saved my TPE.
Yeah.
Because I showed up with a broken cutter. And I think we've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I brought it up to Lori. It was a gift from my wife. I said, "Hey, Lori, I really want to know, is there any way to fix this cutter? It's really sticking. It's not cutting as well as it should. You know, XYZ." And she looked at it and tried to fix it and then chucked it to the side, just across the booth over her shoulder, and said, "Here's this new one. Have fun." And I was like, "Do I need to fill out anything?" She's like, "Nope. Enjoy TPE." And I was like, "Lori, you are the best." And then hooked, you know, did all this other stuff. Absolutely phenomenal. Hooked me up with a night when I bought, I had to buy a new lighter. So she hooked me up with a new lighter and was just phenomenal to work with. Just absolutely impeccable. Love Lori. That's awesome that you saw her. Hopefully she remembered you and said what's up.
Yeah, when she saw, you know that familiar look when you see someone you recognize face, she was like, "Oh, hey," or whatever. But she was talking, and their booth wasn't set up yet either, so I didn't want to interfere. And she was talking with, I guess, staff. I'm not sure who she was talking to, but I didn't want to interfere, so I just quickly like shook her hand and said, "Hey, Lori, I appreciate you. I'm gonna come back to your booth later, like maybe tomorrow or sometime, just so I can chit chat with you, just to say hey and how much we love you." It was just real brief. I was in the passing, and also I didn't want to get run over by a forklift. So I made my way back to a safe-ish area.
Okay.
So that was pretty much the first part of the morning, just paying attention to what was going on. I could see there was teams. They were having like pep talks or whatever, you know, the sales teams and all that.
Right.
I could tell everyone was gearing up. Everyone was ready for battle, right? Which lead to the first showing or seminar, I guess you would say, because they have it set up slightly different than TPE, where they actually had like an auditorium like area with big screens set up and a podium in the middle with a big stage.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it other than it's pretty much a fucking big ass stage. That's when I found a table and I was like, I'm a little older, so I want to be able to see and be able to hear.
And
I'm short. So I strategically picked my table and I sat down, and the people that were at my table were super nice. There was a couple, they were a married couple from a cigar lounge in South Carolina. I want to say it's Greenville, South Carolina. Social Cigar Lounge, Emily and Adam. They were very nice. I chit-chat with them. They were very interested in our podcast once I told them what it was about. You know, the whole cigar thing. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then I went to the leadership portion. Phenomenal. That's a great plan. Great idea. I love it. Another gentleman that was at our table was from a cigar lounge in Rhode Island. I think it was, I want to say it's like Vintage Cigar Lounge or Vintage Lounge. I could be wrong. I apologize. His name was Jesse. Same. We shared information. We shared Instagram, whatever. What is it called?
Hashtag?
Right. What's the Instagram? Handles?
Yeah.
Whatever. We shared each other's Instagrams, which I was happy to do. And then, of course, the light started to dim, and they had someone up on stage talking. It was, I'm going to say their name fucking wrong, I know. Tatuaje?
Oh, yeah, Tatawahe?
Yes. What's his name? Peter Johnson.
Yeah.
Peter Johnson. Of course, before the show started, they gave out a Tatawahe cigar, which I enjoyed. I can't say the name of the cigar either. Tatawahe Havana 6 Verico Blue.
Okay, the Verico Blue?
Verico, okay, yes. They gave out that. I have not smoked one before. I enjoyed it very much. So pretty much smoked the whole thing while they were showing. I don't know if you watched the movie Hand Roll, the cigar documentary.
I have not watched it, but I'm interested in it.
All right. You should watch it. Any cigar person should watch that. I think it's free on YouTube. It's a movie that's on YouTube. I don't know if you can get it anywhere else. But they're going to start a docu-series where they talk about different cigar makers. And the first one is talking about Peter Johnson and how he got started in the industry. And when I started a docu-series, it went from talking about his childhood, it had his mom and dad on it, to where Davidoff was introduced for the help with the whole movement of Tatawahe cigars. His story is phenomenal. If anybody don't know his story, please follow up on it. Watch the series when it comes out. I don't want to spoil anything, but it was very interesting. He started with the Havana Club in Los Angeles, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And he went to do his first cigar, and they tried to do the whole, here's a cigar, put your band on it, and you'll be good to go. He said, no. Nope, not doing that. I'm not ready for that yet. And then it goes into the whole story of how it came about. So please, when that comes out, watch it. You will enjoy it. I promise you, you will enjoy it.
I'm sure.
Of course,
I'm sure.
They didn't show the whole thing. They left it on a cliffhanger. So I got to watch it again.
Right,
anyway.
Of course.
But it's cool. It got applause and everything. Then, of course, they had a slight intermission, which was kind of cool because I got up to rub elbows with a few people. Not everybody was very forthcoming, but it was the beginning. So I understand. I get it. Especially I'm walking around with media on my badge as opposed to buyer or exhibitor or, hey, I got lots of money and I'm going to go to your booth and spend money.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that we kind of found that out during TPE. A couple of the companies that we went to, if you were not a buyer, they kind of didn't want to talk to you. I don't want to say the names of a couple brands, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
We couldn't get the time of day to talk to anybody because we were media. So I totally get that. But I'm looking forward to the next couple days of PCA from you. Obviously, I'm sure that's not everything that you did because you sent me more pictures.
Yeah, man. The second seminar, I guess you would call them seminars, a show, whatever they want to call them. It was actually really good, and that goes to this cigar that I'm smoking now. It's a La Roa 120 anniversary, right? I wish I could remember the guy that was on stage. I'm pretty confident he's a very well-known. I suck at names. Yeah. Anyway, he was
up
there.
You didn't write it down, you schmuck?
They said it, and I apologize. They said it in like Spanish, kind of fast. Didn't catch it. Anybody that was there, they'd probably be like, damn, this guy sucks. Yes, I do suck. I do. But the point of the whole seminar was pairing. I was listening to the guy talk, but the pairing. They gave the cigar out, had us kind of like sample the cigar a little bit. And then they came around with their rum. Hold on. Let me get the name of the rum. You know the name of the rum, right?
Yeah, sure, because I was there. I know everything because I was totally there, you fucking schmuck.
Oh, I hate you. You know the name of the rum. It is E. Did I put it? Did I write it down? Yeah. E. Leon Jimenez. It was the same rum. Remember when we was talking to George and George was like, he was talking about the cigars and then he was like, we also got this rum and they distilled their own rum and they did this whole thing with the rum. And he was talking about the family. Is cigars, and they're very passionate about the rum too. So this is the rum that they had. It's the E. Leon Jimenez rum. And when the guy was phenomenal. He was like, okay, smoke your cigar. Yes, the whole crowd about flavoring them to the cigar. And everybody was like shouting out stuff. He was like, yeah, you know, flavors or whatever. He's like, all right, now take a sip of the rum. Man, Austin, I know your rum is good. This rum was phenomenal. I'm not a rum guy. That's why I said I wish I had rum to smoke with the cigar, because the cigar was great. The cigar is wonderful. Take a sip of that rum that they passed around and then smoke the cigar. The flavors just like multiplied. Yeah, it multiplied like by times, I would say two or three. It was like, oh, wow. I got it. I get it. It's 100%. You know when they say a perfect pairing and it enhances the cigar? That's what this was. That's exactly what that was. But further reading about the cigar, another pairing for it is cognac.
Oh, look at that. So I will say, sometimes I'm not a fan, and I get it's a marketing trick, right?
Yeah.
Hey, buy my cigar. Also, buy the rum that goes immaculately with this fucking cigar. By the way, they're both made by La Aurora, and it's parent company or whatever. So I get it's a sales trick, but at the same time, I'm like, really? You couldn't just make it like compatible with cognac or all rums or tequila?
Yeah, he specifically talked about the rum and the making of it, and the sugar cane that they used, and like everything about the aging it in American oak barrels for 8 years, then aging it another 2 years in French oak barrels.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't want to. I know what you're saying, because that's exactly how I felt when it was like, okay, yeah, you're wrong. Of course, Coke is going to say, yeah, our Coke is really good with Coke flavored ice or whatever. Yeah, whatever, right? Of course, they had questions at the end, and someone was alluding to mixing the rum. And I don't want to say he got upset, but he was. I will say he was very direct in saying, don't do that. Don't do that to this rum. That is disrespectful to do that to this rum. Maybe you know with some ice, but how we serve that rum, that's how I want you to drink it.
That to me tells me that they're passionate about their product and they know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah. he was like, yeah, don't do that.
Can I mix this rum with some Dr. Pepper? Get the fuck out. Just get out. Oh.
You could, but everyone would hate you.
I'd like to serve this rum with some Diet Coke. Is that okay? No. Get out.
The cool thing about when it was handing out the cigars, it just so happened, as I mentioned earlier, George is the one that was on my side of the room where I was sitting, and George actually handed me my cigar. And he was like, oh, hey, what's up? How's it going, Dice? Hey, I'm working right now, but come back by the booth and we'll chit-chat and catch up later or whatever. So I was like, that's cool, because we just met George at TPE. That's the first time I met George, and he was able to remember me from then to now. So, hey, this is good stuff. So I'm not, you know, I felt a certain kind of way when he shook my hand and like, oh, okay, yeah, I know someone in the industry. Yay, go me.
All right. That's fair. I would shout out to George, because I'll be honest, George did us a solid.
Yes, he hooked us up. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, he hooked us up. Love George. If I get a chance to talk to him and meet him at a lounge, whatever, I'll probably buy him a drink. Yeah. What you drinking, George? Let me hook you up.
I'm drinking rum.
Great. What are you thinking? How much is it? Let's go buy it.
The rum that they had is not worldwide, not across all of the United States yet. I think the big pocket is New York right now. New York and Miami.
Okay.
They're trying to spread it out more, of course. That was the biggest like womp womp about their rum. Sitting there waiting for the Patron family panel. It was amazing. I bumped into one of our friends that we had on the show.
Oh?
Yeah. Cigars with M. Not by.
With him.
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle,
oh, yes.
I hope she was doing good. I like Michelle. I had a blast when she was on the show. Shout out to Michelle. I've seen her on Instagram. I follow her on Instagram. If you're not, please follow her on Instagram. She's awesome to sit there and listen to, talk to. She was a fun person to hang out with. Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad you got to meet her in person. I'm sad that I missed her.
Yeah, she was very excited. She was like, "Oh, Dice, I'm very happy to finally meet you in person, this whole thing." And then she looked around and she was like, "Where's Austin?"
I wanted
to meet Austin too.
I had work obligations, Michelle. I'm sorry that I was not able to be there in person. Next time you're in Illinois, by all means, hit me up. Or St. Louis, for that matter, hit me up. I'm happy to come out and hang out and smoke one with you. Just this PTA was not in the cards, unfortunately.
We are planning for the New Orleans PTA.
We
are planning. That is in the book, so I hope to see everyone again there. When I was talking to Michelle, I mentioned a show idea of talking about women in the cigar industry.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Real quick, correct me if I'm wrong. Other than I think one guest, all of our guests on the podcast have been female, right? Yes. We had Wanda.
Yeah.
We had Michelle.
And Desiree.
And then Desiree. Yeah.
Yeah, only guy we had was my boy from 8.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, hey, women are becoming, they're taking their place, their rightful place in the cigar industry. I'd love to talk to Michelle more about that, or Wanda, or Desiree, any of them.
I'm thinking that we might need to have a panel because Michelle introduced me to the lead selling female black-owned cigar lounge in Washington, D.C. She's number one. She also introduced me to one of the top PCA members, and both of them happen to be female. And I mentioned the show topic to them, and they both were on board. They was like, I love it. I was like, it's in the blueprint stage now. Let me get all the ducks in a row, and I'll reach back out to everyone. And maybe we'll have a whole panel of females up here to talk about it.
That would be phenomenal because... like I said, women in the cigar industry is just growing more than I think a lot of people want to admit.
And I shared that with them because I do know we talked to a few cigar manufacturers at TPE, and they were actually coming out with, I don't want to say a female line of cigars.
Female oriented is what I would say.
Because they gave it like female names and cigar. Stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck, I just lost their name. It was the one that had the purse.
Oh, I don't remember the name either, but I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Damn it. I know we said on the episode.
It's okay. It's clearly because there were Lancero cigars in that purse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a purse. It was a cigar box, but it was fashioned like a purse.
Yeah. But that's awesome. I'm so glad you got to meet M. Michelle, cigars with them. She's awesome to talk to. Had a blast when she was on the show. I can't wait to have her on the show again, especially if there's a panel. Oh, that just sounds like a recipe for a great show. Love it. Love the whole thing.
Absolutely. Which then the lights started dimming, so I quickly made it back to my seat. And they had the Padron family come up, George Padron. Which is one of his sons, of course, because sadly he passed away. He did a phenomenal speech. Then they showed a video of his father speaking of coming up in the cigar industry. And lots of things I took from it, but one thing I would like to share is his father dealt with like handshake deals. So if he had a handshake deal for you to buy a bale of his tobacco for, let's say, $6. And then someone says, "Hey, yours is really great. I'll offer you $10 for it." he would turn that down. He was like, I can't do that. I have a deal with this guy. I shook his hand. I need to be able to sleep peacefully at night knowing that I didn't do anything wrong. So he stood by his handshakes. And so throughout his whole industry, that's the way he did business. It's like, if this is what our deal is, this is what our deal is. I'm not going to go rare. Here. I'm not going to go there. Me and you, this is it.
That's rare. That's rare to find. And that's such an old school way of thinking, that my handshake, my word, and my bond.
Yeah.
And you don't find that much in the, and I don't want to say the cigar industry. I would say in the world today.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if he could still do the same thing in 2020s as he did in 1960s.
I'm sure he could. Now, would he still be in business? Maybe.
Well, his son was up there talking, and he wants to continue the legacy, of course. He shared lots of anecdotes about him and his father interacting. And he was very, very, I don't want to say hell-bent, but he was very strong-willed with family. And at the end of his speech and everything that was going on, he had almost his entire family come up on stage. When I say he had his brothers, his sisters, his aunt, all the way down to the grandbabies, they were on stage. And when I have a picture of it, I'll post it. It's a lot of people, man. And every single one of those persons or people, or however you want to say that, are involved with the Padron family cigar legacy in some form or fashion. Working the factories, working the warehouse, working the gardens, working the fields, whatever position that they are in, they're all part of it.
See, that's awesome. It's those types of companies that you see that you go, I feel good about buying their product because I know they actually give a shit.
Right.
I know they're not out for their bottom dollar. I know they actually give a flying fuck about who they make a deal with, how they make that deal, and they're not just going, sorry, it's business. And they go to somebody cheaper, easier, better, whatever the case is.
Right, 100%. And that's essentially what, if I had to put the bottom line up front, that's essentially what he was saying. Just moving forward with everything. Pride, family, just, it made me feel better. Not that I have felt bad about Padron anyway.
No.
But it just up it another notch. Like, Padron is great.
Right, yeah. No, I agree.
Unfortunately, they did not pass out samples of Padron.
Damn.
I was looking for it.
You got shafted, son.
No, Padron's okay.
Yeah, we're all family here. Yeah, give me a cigar. Oh.
I had to leave for a little bit, so I missed two panels, which I wish I didn't, but I did miss two panels. One of the panels was a PCA, like, announcement, and being that we're media, you and I, our names are now in there for PCA. The last panel that I saw was just a panel of cigar manufacturers. You may recognize a few of these names. Tom Ozziger.
Yep.
Okay. John Huber. He's from Crownheads. Yep. And Ernesto Carrillo.
You mean Ernesto Perez Carrillo of EP Carrillo?
Yes.
One of what I probably, I don't, no, I can't say it. I would say probably one of my top five cigar brands right now that I love to smoke.
And
that had the number one cigar, the Pledge.
Yes.
And then they had the Allegiance, and they had, what was the other one? It's got a red brand. I can see it in my face, in my head. And then they had the Pledge of Allegiance, which, by the way, the Pledge of Allegiance, if you guys haven't looked at it, it was a limited run. Those boxes, absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. They're hand-painted boxes. Each one, and painstakingly hand-numbered in paint. oh my God, if I could pick one of those up, I think I'd die a happy man.
I will say that the last panel, they kind of was running short on time because everything kind of ran over a little bit.
Right,
if you was there watching it, you know how you got the three guys sitting in the cigar lounge and they're kind of busting each other chops and they're talking and just having a good time. Be like, hey, you remember when I came in and I had this drum solo, 8 seconds of drum solo, and I was like,
yep,
make this into a cigar. That's the stuff that they were talking about on the panel. They were just having a great time. Talking about how he doesn't have any hair, bald headed this. It was a phenomenal to watch.
Ah,
there was a few jealous questions asked, but it was just great just listening to these three, I don't want to say giants, but three giants in industry, just old friends, just chit-chat.
Ah, that sounds awesome.
And then they ended with saying, hey, we'd love to continue this, but there's a party going on across the hall. Everyone's invited to that party. That's when they gave out like swag, cigars, and somebody was walking around with a tray of old fashions. So, you know, I had to get an old fashioned.
Oh, that just sounds so terrible.
The after party was great. The guys that was handing out the bags, they were just a bunch of comedians. They were just having fun. Come grab our love sacks. Get our love sacks. I would love to. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Give me your love sack right now.
I didn't stay too much longer after that. I needed to get home. But on my way out, I bumped into a guy that I was actually waiting in line with. They actually have a podcast. I believe their podcast is called Smoke World. His name is Stone. So we kind of traded information. And hey, just, you know, making friends in the industry. Keeping it moving.
Hey, I'm all about it, man. Like, that sounds awesome. I'm so freaking jealous that you were able to go to PCA and that I was not. Yeah, anybody who knows me and has ever talked to me knows that I'm very passionate about cigars. I love to learn the stuff about cigars. I love to learn all the knowledge that I get. PCA, I think, and I'll say this again, at TPE, everybody sounded like a broken freaking record at TPE. Because we asked them, you got anything new coming out? And they're like, we do, but we're saving it for PCA. We do, but PCA. And that was a broken record for almost every booth we went to that we asked, what you got coming out that's new? What do you got? What do you want to tell us? Oh, yeah, we're saving it for PCA.
Now, I don't want anyone to think I'm talking shit about PCA. I'm not doing that. I'm just doing a comparison. PCA is all about cigars. There's some pipes and other smaller venues things there, but majority of it is premium cigars.
Right.
Fair?
Yep.
Okay, now you was at TPE. If you could think of TPE, TPE was Total Product Expo. So they had lots of other industries there. TPE is bigger than PCA.
I could see that.
TPE was two floors.
Yeah.
And it pretty much took that whole floor. Whereas PCA is taking one of those floors and I would say just a little more than half.
Okay. Yeah.
But the cigar side definitely has a larger imprint on the PCA side.
Well, of course. Yeah. It's premium cigars, right? TPE was definitely, I loved the cigar aspect of it, but I think we walked around and I think we got approached by, I don't know, CBD, vapes, cone manufacturers, everybody, everything, gas station cigars, everything at TPE. At PCA, I feel like it would be a little bit, I would kind of expect it to be a little bit smaller. There's just not that many companies, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm still jealous that you got to go. Looking forward to looking forward to PCA in New Orleans. I have already cleared space on my calendar for next year to make sure that I can go. I'm absolutely looking forward to it.
100%. I have day two tomorrow. Day two, the floor should be ready. Looking forward to, you know, definitely speaking to some of the people we spoke to before, and also speaking to new people. Hopefully I learn a lot more from some of these lesser known in my area of cigar companies.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely jealous. Definitely wish I was there. At least just, if nothing else, to help you remember names and faces.
That would be helpful. That would be definitely helpful. I can get a face all day long. The name, maybe not so much.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm definitely jealous. Definitely wish I was there with you. I'm happy you got to see some old friends. Look forward to seeing what happens the next couple days, because PCA is, what, 3 days, 4 days?
It's 4 days.
Okay. 4 days. So definitely jealous that you got to go for that, and I'm sure that you will do your best to represent us, obviously, as well as you can, and make all the friends in the industry. So hopefully we can get some sweet interviews with people, because, you know, if you meet Steve Sokka, you know I'm a huge fan of Steve Sokka. Also, Ricky Rodriguez from West Tampa, love to have him on the show. West Tampa, probably, I don't know, I would almost dare say the hottest name in the industry right now.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that, because a lot of people,
at least one of the hottest.
Yeah,
because they just released their Attic series. They just released that West Tampa Red. If you haven't had it, by all means, go pick you up a couple sticks. It's phenomenal smoke. We love it. Probably gonna smoke it again on this season, at least one more time, if we haven't already. Because I lose track of how many cigars we smoke on this during the season.
The ones we smoke not on air.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah. The ones we smoke getting ready to go on air, because, you know, nerves and stuff. But I'm super thrilled you got to meet Michelle. Super thrilled you got to see Lori again. She's awesome. And Scott, Zohar, those guys are freaking phenomenal. Hopefully the booth will be set up tomorrow and you can go around and see a couple other people.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to definitely saying hello to everyone that we've met before, and like I said, introduced to those we haven't. I'm looking forward to it. I do wish you was here. I don't want to like make you any more jealous than you can be, but trust me, anytime I talk to people, I make sure that I mention you in spirit. And I also mentioned that you have your obligations, the reason why you couldn't come. And I'm going to take majority out of that. Everyone understands completely.
It is what it is. You know, work sometimes, when you do this as a side gig, work sometimes gets in the way. And it being in Las Vegas, and me just going for TPE, because TPE and PCA, they're so close together right now. It kind of sucks, because you either go to one or you go to the other.
Yeah.
So, part of me wishes that I hadn't gone to TPE so I could go to PCA, but it is what it is.
Well, before we end, because we're closing down, flavor notes for my cigar is definitely in the fruit family. I want to say like mangoes, maybe like tropical, like fruit-ish. Not sweet. Okay. But definitely, you can definitely have like a tropical vibe to it, and oak and cedar. And I think we already know is your cigar is box worthy.
Yeah. What about that one?
This one, and I know people are going to think I'm being biased, but it is 100% a box worthy cigar. I would recommend it to anyone. Definitely, if you're looking for something new to try, definitely try this, and you will see for yourself that it is a phenomenal cigar.
Jealous. Wish I could get one. I'm sure I'll pick one up at some point or another. Super jealous. I wish you all the best, my friend. And I'm sure you'll come back with the next couple days, and we'll just continue having a blast of you regaling me with stories about your PCA adventures. I'm excited for everything you find out.
All right. Well, until then, my name is Dice.
And my name is Austin. And remember, great leaders smoke great cigars.
Thank you for listening to Leadership of the Leaf. The comments and opinions expressed by the host and guests does not reflect the opinions of those that broadcast this show, nor does it reflect any of our affiliates.